because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Everything is just right. There's nothing.
It's Wednesday night in the United States, and it's never been a better night to make love with your prime sinister, who will indebt your country like a whole bunch of ropes and flax bushes all tied together that you'd throw over a cliff onto a fleeing mammoth that you plan to carve up and eat and feed your entire tribe for a winter.
Hey,
sorry about the technical issues there. Anyway,
you were in the process of eating a woolly mammoth or something, I think.
Yes. That's what the woolly mammoth is really good for. You know, you capture it, you kill it, takes the whole tribe to bring it down. But at the end of the day, it feeds you for a whole winter. And I think that's really what these bankers and scum are really trying to do. They're all trying to work together as a nice little team, as one, to make sure that they can feast on us for seasons to come.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and we don't need to let them get away with it, though. We really don't.
How do we bring them to account? I understand the area that I'm kind of in and you're in is the public awareness side and getting the proper information out so that people can make decisions based upon reality rather than farce. The difficulty is it's usually the other people, it's usually the next generation that will wind up implementing all of the great things that people of previous generations really thought about. And you wonder, just how much action can I personally take? Getting the information out is one thing, and I got accosted at a protest saying you're not doing enough.
Yeah. I get that a lot. You know, it's sort of ironic, you know, that I'll be on the speaking tour and somebody will, in questions and answers, stand up and say, well, why aren't you doing more? I'm like, well, what would you want me to do? Well, run for president or something. I'm like, well, that would be a total waste of time. But I think, you know, what we need to do, Vinny, we just have to keep getting the word out. And I think we are. It's happening. You mentioned earlier a film that I'm currently in. There's so much of that going on now. In fact, even Hollywood, you know, is coming out with mainstream films that expose the faults of the system. We've seen uprisings throughout the Middle East and Latin America, even in Russia and China now, and the Occupy movement. And I really think that we're becoming aware. We're waking up big time. So I'm very, very hopeful. Do things need to happen faster? Yes, I think they do. But on the other hand, I lectured a lot of universities and MBA programs, and 6 years ago, I found a very different attitude on campus than today. 6 years ago, students were looking to make money and get more power. Today, I hear constantly over and over, these students want to have children, and they want to make a better world for their children to grow up in. I really think it's happening. The transition is underway, and we need to keep pushing harder and harder. And thank God for the work that you're doing. You know, it's shows like yours. It's writers, it's all of us out there speaking out and doing whatever it is that our greatest passion tells us to do.
Well, I think it's kind of like there's already a flame that's lit, and people like us with the commentary and getting the idea and the reality out to people aren't the ones who started the fire. We're simply the ones pouring more fuel on it so that it gets bigger and encapsulates all of these, well, economic heretics in the middle who are so sociopathic, so narcissistic, so psychopathic that they do not even identify with the very human condition that we all claim to have and suffer from. Have you noticed that? The reason why people don't understand what these people are doing is because they're trying to think like this person thinks like me. They don't think like us. They don't even feel anything the same way as us right at the very top. And they get well-meaning, talented people who think that they're doing the right thing, getting in there to do their dirty work, and then eventually they wake up and go, oh my God, what have I done? And you have to live with the guilt.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And I also think that we, the people, have to accept a lot of responsibility because, let's face it, we've been sending a message. We do this very strongly in the United States, and I know you do it in New Zealand also. We've been sending a message saying, hey, you know, I want inexpensive but pretty well-made T-shirts and tennis shoes, and if they have to be made by slaves in sweatshops in Indonesia, I'll just look the other way. And I want cheap petroleum for my car. And if that if that means that the oil companies have to destroy the Amazon rainforest to get it, I'll just look the other way. We've been sending this message, we the people, and to a certain degree we're still sending it, but I think we're beginning to move beyond that. But we do have to recognize that, you know, we've made it very easy on the psychopaths who run the big corporations. Yes, there are psychopaths in those corporations, but we've made it easy for them too.
Well, it's because we've all been kind of submissive and we want to do the right thing. And when you see a psychopath messing with your life, the general response is, I'm not going to work here anymore, and go out. And the psychopath persists to abuse somebody else that comes in to replace you.
Well, that's true too. But again, as a, I think we have to recognize the power that we have as consumers. And we do have to come together. There has to be a consumer revolt. But we have a lot of power. The marketplace is essentially a democracy if we choose to make it such. And, you know, back when I was probably your age, when I was in college, there was apartheid in South Africa. We boycotted the corporations that supported it. They got rid of it. We had terribly polluted rivers in the United States. We even had rivers that were on fire with pollution. And we forced corporations to clean them up. We forced them to open their doors wider to women and minorities. We've had tremendous success when we really clamped down on these corporations. But today, we don't seem to be doing a very good job at that, except on specific, some small issues. And what we really need to do is take a look at the corporations define their goal, as a general rule, as being to maximize profits regardless of the social and environmental costs. We need to tell these corporations that their goal needs to be to make a return on investment that's generally going to attract investors, a decent return, 2 or 3% above inflation. But more than that, you've got to serve a public interest. The job of corporations should be to serve you and your listeners, Vinny, me and people around the world. It should be to serve the public good. And we need to insist that corporations do that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how I run my show. Everybody who donates to me, I consider them not to be a donor. I consider them to be an employer. And when I've ever worked in the corporate world, I was a fracking good employee, except now I'm being employed by many, many people to do the right thing instead of being employed by just one person to not do anything of consequence to make money.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And we need to convince corporations that they work for us. And they don't just work for those that 1%. It's actually a lot less than 1% that owns them, that owns their stock. That's not who they work for. You know, any more than you work for the owners of your radio station, the people that own the equipment. You work for your public. And I'm really glad that you mentioned that. And corporations need to look at it the same way. They've got investors. They need to give those investors a decent rate of return, but they don't need to give them any more than that. They need to give us, the public, the consumer, the employees, the communities where they work, that's who they need to give their energy to. And we need to insist on that. And you know, in the United States, we have a precedent for that. The first 100 years we were a country.
John, you've kind of got this little scratchy stuff on your microphone or something.
Really? Still, is it still there?
No, it's gone.
Huh, I don't know what it was.
Sounds like somebody shuffling their feet or rubbing a microphone against a northern monk's beard or something.
Oh, well, pardon me, but I was scratching my microphone.
Ah.
Very bad habit. No, I was actually walking around. Now I'll stop. I'm not walking anymore. I'm sitting. So I don't know where I was, but so in the United States we have this precedent of corporations couldn't get a charter for the first 100 years we were a country unless they proved they were going to serve a public interest. And then the charter lasted about 10 years, and after that they had to go back and prove they'd served a public interest, and we continue to do so. I think that needs to be a global policy, and we the consumer need to insist on that. We need to tell these corporations, hey, we're not going to buy from any corporation that isn't committed to serving a public interest.
There's also the other element of it is that the corporations now own, in large part, the politicians slash governments. And corporations by themselves can't force you to buy their products, but a corporation that is in the, with the government can then pay the government thugs to force you to buy their products anyway.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You know?
That's yeah. another thing that really irks me.
Yeah, and the corporations do own the governments. You know, nobody gets elected in most of our so-called democracies without huge funding from corporations and corporate support. And the politicians know that if they when they leave office, they're going to get lucrative jobs working for the corporations. But again, we need to let these corporations know that that's just not acceptable. Or if they're going to control politicians, and they need to do it in a way, they need to send the message to politicians that they, the corporations, are serving us, the people.
So, the best way, I think, to make a system that makes the existing system obsolete is not to fix the existing system, but to push the reset button, as it were, and create a whole new one. If there was a new world and it had corporations that actually cared about people and took some form of responsibility, ethics, honesty, at the very least, you know, if they try their hardest and if they do good work and they don't hugely damage the environment or enslave their workers and treat them poorly, I don't think anybody should really be involved in their business, including the government. The problem is that's an entrepreneurial thing, and entrepreneurs are dying out. Mm-hmm. Like the breed of people that are creative, who won't stop no matter what the deterrent, who force real technological and social changes in life. Everybody's become so dumbed down that those people are now even fewer in number. How can you revitalize that spirit? What kind of a system could bring that sort of mentality back?
Well, you know, in some areas, I think it's still pretty strong. If you look at, you know, a lot of the internet areas and games and music and a lot that's going on there, it's still pretty strong. It's not strong in the retail business or the wholesale business. So, but we are moving into a much more technological time when things like that do happen. I just this morning was reading an article that said that basically the smartphone is replacing the automobile. Well, that's a fascinating concept. But the point was that young people today are not even that interested in getting driver's licenses because they already feel that they've got a lot of freedom. The automobile in my day was your key to freedom. That was freedom. That's how you get freedom, by being able to drive, pick up your girlfriend, go wherever you wanted to go. But today, and that's how you communicated, but by being places. But today people are doing it through the internet, through cell phones, through texting. We really are entering a new world, and I think what we need to do is make sure that we protect that new world, make sure that there is no censorship of texting and of the internet, and you know, really encourage stuff like that. Sorry, that's my cell phone.
Hey, you know, we were just talking about how smartphones and everything keep you connected, even when you're live on air.
I know.
You gotta love that. And also, the best way, I think, that we can solve all these problems is give people direct access to the legislative process. You know, I would love it if legislation wasn't written in gobbledygook legalese so that the average person could really understand it and actually make submissions just on a smartphone. Da-da-da-da. Bugger officialdom, all right? The world's currently run by professionals. How's that working out for you? I think we need some amateur creativity, and I think we need some energy, and I think we need some people who are inexperienced and willing to develop the world in a way that they think actually works and experiment a little bit. Who the heck has got a rule book for how the world should work? Only psychopathic control freaks, that's who, and they're running it play by play. John Perkins, thank you very much for coming on the show today. I believe that that phone call for you might be for another interview that you've got scheduled coming up, right?
I think it is. You're right. And I apologize for ringing in your ear, but I'll go take that one now. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You can check.
Keep up your good work, Vinny. You are what the hope of the future, and to know that there's a lot of others out there too that are like you, but you're the best.
Wow! Oh my God! I just did a video about trying to control my ego. I think I might have to do another one.
I've enjoyed this immensely. I really have. So hopefully we'll talk again.
Yeah, man, let's have you on again sometime. Maybe we'll do an extended interview for a couple of hours or something, if you'd be keen.
I'd love it. All right. Take care.
Cheers, John. Have a good day, mate.
You too. Bye-bye.
John Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out his, wow, johnperkins.com. Feeling a little bit, from those comments there. I'm the best of them. Okay. Take it down a notch. You're listening to the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. We'll be right back after the break. Join us in the chat room if you wish. Back in a few minutes.